Today is Monday, September 18th, 2006, and you are listening to Bits of Brain. Time for odds and ends. So much has happened this month. I have been so busy. I have been deciding what school I'd like to go to, and I finally reached a decision. It was such a great decision. I'm so glad that I decided to go to this high school. It's such a great, great high school. It's a charter school that focuses mostly on film production, but there are some fantastic music classes. I am looking forward to taking the musical composition class next year. I'm taking music theory next semester. It is just the school for me. I'm so excited being there. Everybody is incredibly nice. Everything I've heard about high school being completely awful and how everything just totally stinks, I'm having the complete opposite experience at this school. It's such a wonderful place. Everybody just accepts each other and it's just a total blast. I am having so much fun going to this school. A couple months ago at the end of the school year, end of my eighth grade, I've been looking into some options because my main goal is to get my bachelor's degree by the time I'm 20, because I need to have my associate's degree when I graduate high school so I can have my career and have a degree at a young age. And so I wanted to get started on my high school credits, and I wanted to get them done faster than I would the traditional way. So I wanted to take some online courses with electronic high school, but the school I was at was really uptight about that and they wouldn't let me. And so I was going to just pull out and completely enroll in electronic high school and earn my diploma that way, because the school I was at was completely no, which was totally stupid because it was funded by the government and everything. So then I found this school. My voice teacher actually told us about this school. It was so great. I am so glad that she told me about it. It's just the best thing that ever happened to me. The principal is really, really laid back, and he says that they will accept any electronic high school credits, and I'm going to be allowed to work on those classes, and I'm just going to be able to do everything on my plan. I'm so happy, and I'm going to have a great high school experience at the same time. This past week has just been so much fun. I hated school last year, and I love it again. I haven't loved school for a while, and I'm just so glad that everything is falling into place. Some other decisions that I made this month are about my podcast. Now, I'm not going to lie, I haven't been very good with the whole weekly podcast thing. Oh, no, I have not. I've been absolutely terrible. And so, I've just been doing it twice a month anyways, so it's going to be a bi-weekly podcast. But no, not bi-weekly, that's twice a week. That would be way too hard. Bi-monthly podcast, twice a month, and I'm going to make it a bit longer. I'm going to add some more segments. I'm hoping to make it a little more interesting because, I don't know, I think it's boring. So I'm going to add like a segment where I play some Podsafe music that I found that I like, some Podsafe music that I like is Bitstream. I might play that one first. I don't know, I'm going to experiment with some things, try to expand it so it's more entertaining to listen to. I'm going to play some Podsafe music. I'm going to see if I can run around and interview people with totally crazy questions on the Harry Potter podcast that I did last summer with my father and my sister at the release of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. We asked people crazy questions like, what's Harry Potter's favorite vegetable? And so I think it would be fun to just ask people random questions that pertain to the music industry. Something crazy like, oh, I don't know, I can't think of anything right now, but I'll have something fun that I just ask totally crazy people. Well, they probably aren't crazy. They'll probably think that I'm crazy, but that's going to be more fun to listen to than just hear me rant about Madonna and Sting and all these people and then me, which is totally boring. So I'm going to make it a little bit more interesting. And also, I'm hoping to do more duets with boys. My friend Kyle is going to do the duet High School Musical with me really soon. And I'm excited because I think that the male demographic is important and I should include that in my podcast. So I'm going to add lots of new things. And also, I'm so excited about this. I can't even tell you how excited I am about this. I talked to Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band at one of their concerts last month, and I got Ryan Shoup to agree to do an interview with me for this podcast when their tour is over. I'm so happy. I can't believe he said yes. I am like a schoolgirl, totally giddy with glee. I'm so excited. I'm going to interview Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band for this podcast. It's going to be so great. I can't wait until the end of September. I have to email him and set up a Skype phone call or something. I have to work out the details, but it's going to be so great. I have no idea what I'm going to follow it up with. I don't know if I can, but it's going to be so awesome. Well, let me reiterate. I'm just excited to make this podcast a little more interesting and twice a month, so that way I don't try to make it every week and then I don't at all. I've just had this podcast halfway done for like 3 weeks now, and I'm trying to do all this stuff and go to school and clean my bedroom and do the podcast, and like nothing gets done at all. So if I cut back the frequency of the podcast, which I'm really not anyways, and increase the entertainment of them, hopefully I'll be able to get more people to listen to this podcast, and it'll be a little more fun to make. My dad and I were just discussing this podcast the other night because he was just so frustrated with me, and I was so frustrated with me, and so he really made a lot of great points, lots of things that I could add to my podcast, and so I'm going to take him up on his advice. Because he wants me to do that, because I usually don't, and I'm terrible that way. So I'm going to follow my dad's advice and make this podcast great. Please email me with what you think of the changes that I'll be making. My email address is bitsofbrin@gmail.com. That's BITZOFBRIN. For Gigabits Today, I have some rather good news. Do you remember that idol contest that I told you I competed in 2 years ago? That was the one where I sang Broken Wing by Martina McBride. It was the beginning of my conversion to country music, and it was a major turning point for me because not only was I singing the genre of music that I would choose to pursue soon afterward, it's when I decided that I really wanted to fill my life with music. It was just so important. And so I have competed in that competition yet again. I was so excited to see that it was being held again this year. I couldn't wait to compete. I practiced so hard for this competition. I stayed at my whole family, we would go to the stage we were going to perform, and we would rehearse over and over again. I'm really serious about it because I really wanted to see if 2 years of voice lessons and performance coaching would help me take first instead of second. Well, the performance day came, and while I was singing, my voice broke. I couldn't believe it. I didn't even break on the high part. It was a low part, an easy part that I'd never broke on before. Oh, and yet I broke on that same part 3 times. I tried so hard not to let it affect the rest of my performance, my stage presence, or my confidence. Oh, it was really hard, but I had to make up for it. So I hit the money spot of the song, and I was singing Jesus Take the Wheel by Carrie Underwood. I broke on the I'm letting go. Totally easy, and I feel so dumb for breaking there. But luckily, I hit the money spot of the song, and oh, I worked so hard to make my stage presence burst out as far as it could go, because I really wanted to give the best performance I could, even though my voice had broken. I couldn't just give up, but then another girl outsang me. She made no mistakes. I thought for sure that I had lost the competition yet again. Oh, I was so angry with myself. There was no doubt in my mind that I had lost. I was so disappointed in myself for breaking. I still am, but little did I know that my extra effort to burst with stage presence had actually saved me. When we walked out onto the stage for the awards, I was so astounded to hear my name called for the first prize. I couldn't believe it. I had won. I felt like I was dreaming, but I learned something very important. I learned that not making any mistakes isn't as important as perseverance and determination to do your best, regardless of any mistakes that you have made. Giving your best doesn't necessarily mean not making any mistakes. It means that you try your hardest no matter what. And I underestimated the importance of that, and I thought that I had lost, but I really had won because of it. Now, you might hear me going crazy because I broke, but I've been told on so many different occasions that I am overly critical of myself. But regardless of that, I am just so happy that my effort to do my best, even though I had messed up, had actually won me the first prize. It was just such a great, great surprise. I'm just so happy. The song of the week is Jesus Take the Wheel. No, this is not my performance. It is a studio recording. It's the first studio recording I've done in a long time. I've had so many gigs this summer that I never had to do one. So it was fun to get back in front of the microphone, and there are no breaks in this performance. Hooray! Oh, yay! I'm so excited. And it was just, I love this song. It's so beautiful. Hillary Lindsay is a complete, she's brilliant. So I hope that you enjoy this song, and my next podcast will be a 45-minute set of oldies, because on the 11th I have another performance at a rest home, and I have lots of new songs, and I'm excited. And also, I'm working on a crazy surprise song to sing in a couple of podcasts, so keep your ear out for it. You have to stay subscribed so you can hear it. So, and those of you who are still subscribed, thank you so much. You have no idea how happy it makes me to see people subscribe to my podcast. It really makes my day. And I hope that you like this song. It's a great one. Enjoy!
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the backseat. 15 miles to go, she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a load on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going way too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lights flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands. 'Cause I can't do this on my own. To save me from this road I'm on. Jesus, take the wheel. It was still getting colder when she made it to the shoulder and the car came to a stop. Cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. So from now on tonight, Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands, 'cause I can't do Jesus, take the wheel. Oh, take it from me.